Hello and welcome to Channeling Divine. How are you all tonight? I'm glad to hear that people are around. So, let's see. What are we going to talk about tonight? Hopefully we'll have some callers tonight. I'm not logged into the chat room and I don't remember the nickname I use, so I'm going to see...
Just use whatever
what
name
I can
you
do
like.
About that. Like Danielle said, at least you know it's live, right? So, today, we have done some fabulous work with this kind of thing. What we do in Channeling Divine is a lot of different kinds of energy work. So, we love to have callers calling in. And one of the things that we do is sing for them, that do the Celtic vocal healing that I do. I also move some energy at the same time so that we can balance their chakras, their meridian systems, and their auric system. So most of you probably know that are listening to this show that if anything is on the outside of our bodies that we're carrying around energetically, that can cause problems on the inside of our bodies and manifest into physical illness. And we carry a lot of emotional things on the outside. A lot of us are empaths. And if you don't know what that means, it means you feel what other people are feeling. So if we're walking down the street one day and somebody's in a really bad mood and we walk by them not even knowing who they are or what they're about, we can feel what's going on with them. And all of a sudden, we're anxious or angry for no apparent reason. And some of us don't know how to handle that. I have just recently learned that I don't have to protect myself all the time. Somewhere deep down in me, I knew that. However, I didn't know how to use it. So now that I've been using it for the last about... This will sound weird to you, but about the last 6 months, consciously using that, it's become a lot more easy for me to handle being an empath. I can realize what's mine and what's other people's, and I can ask the guides what to do with that, and then I can let it go when I don't need the information anymore. So all it is a wall of information coming at me, really, that I get to sort through and figure out what to do with. So I see Jeanette's in the chat room. That's wonderful. Hopefully more people will join us in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. And you can also call in at 406-545-4496, option 1. And call us with your questions, your comments, or maybe an emotional issue that you're having. Maybe a past life problem. I worked a bit with past lives this week. Quite a bit, actually. I did a really, really cool healing last night with a friend of mine and realized that she had been my daughter in a past life that was really impacting both of us. And she sings also, and she sang for me last night. So for the first time since I was in Scotland, I got to have this done for me, and it was really incredible. So if you haven't heard of what I do, I sing Celtic music in order to balance all of your energy. So, I'm not doing that very well. Anyway, when I sing, past life issues or emotional issues that you've got going on come up for me. And what I get to do with those is help you release them so that they don't become problems in your body, or if they've already manifested into illness, we can help you get rid of that illness. And it's not that I do this work myself. God does the work. I just get told by God what to do. So basically, I'm a puppet. But it is very fun for me, very rewarding to get to do this kind of work and to help people on their spiritual path and on their path to wellness. So Jeanette, did you have any questions? I'm looking at you on the chat room and wondering if there's anything you would like to know. One of the things, oh, and we have a call-in number at 406-545-4496, option one. I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to call in. So, just to get me a little more balanced, because I'm a little scattered tonight. Loads of stuff were happening today that just kind of fried my brain. I had to think about numbers today. I'm not good at that. So, since I'm not good at that, I'm going to put myself into a better place, and hopefully all of you too. So I'm going to sing for you. Sonny lives on a farm in a wide open space. Take off your shoes, get out of the race. Lay down your head on a soft riverbed. Sonny always remembers the words his mama said. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, the silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired and not all that strong. Sonny works on the farm, though he's barely a man. Not much to do, but he does what he can. Sits by his window in his room by the stairs and watches the waves drifting soft on the pier. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, the silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired and not all that strong. Many years have gone by. Sonny's old and alone. His daddy, the sailor, never came home. Sometimes he wonders what his life might have been. Still from the grave, Mama's voice haunts his dreams. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, the silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired and not all that strong. Sonny, don't go away. Okay, I don't know about you, but I feel a lot better. Okay, Brian says, are there any particular astrological events that cause past life issues to become more intense? For example, does a Mercury retrograde affect them? I'm not sure about the Mercury retrograde. Actually, anything, any planet going backwards is going to make us relive parts of what we've got going on. So yes, actually, Mercury retrograde would bring it up a little more. There is a particular planet, though, that I remember, and I can't remember which one, because I don't do a whole lot of astrology. But there is a particular planet that brings a lot of this back up. And when it goes retrograde, then we're really in trouble. But it's not like we're in trouble permanently. It just brings this stuff back up so that we can release it. So if we have help releasing this stuff through me or anybody else, and really a lot of practitioners can do this, and a lot of them do this without knowing that they're doing it. So people that practice Reiki, especially Reiki masters, will help you do this even though you might not necessarily know what's going on. Sometimes your dreams will bring up past lives so that you can think about it and you can realize that, ooh, this is affecting me, and you can do something about it. So it's really interesting, this stuff. And Jeanette says, okay, walking into a new life path, a little bit challenging, taking on a long-desired goal. Good enoughness rearing its head, along with don't stand out too much. Interesting and old issues. Whoops. Oh, sorry, Brian. Didn't mean to type over the word. That's kind of funny. So, yes, interesting. Don't stand out too much. Oh, honey, let your light shine. Our weirdness gets to be seen this lifetime. We don't get persecuted this lifetime for being the weird people that we are. And really, who's weird? The people that don't believe in all this stuff or the people that do believe in all this stuff? And who's weird? The people that can help people get through this, like I believe you can, or the people that just stand back and watch everybody else be affected and don't do anything about it? I can tell you one thing, if you don't do anything about it, it will hurt you. You will start getting sick. You will find, or you will realize that there are ways that this is coming out in you, whether you like it or not. So, yes, all of those things are affected by new, or by past lives, by our current lives. Is this the Jeanette that I know, by the way? I'm just wondering if it's a person that I had a past life with. And Brian says, Pluto uncovers hidden things. Maybe Pluto. Yes, you're exactly right. And Pluto takes a while to get around. So, yes, that would be perfectly right. So, and I believe really any planet in retrograde would affect us like that. So, oh, Jeanette said that. Excuse me. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about some of the other things that we do in our office that we can do long distance. Many of us are Reiki masters, so we can do that kind of work long distance. And we are at SoulSync Bodywork here in Billings, Montana. And our phone number is 406-252-4832. And I have a website for that one, too. It's www.soulsyncbodywork.com. So, anyway, the distance work. How does that work? You know, energy doesn't care where it's at, where you're at, or where the energy is sent from. People are able to manipulate the energy around you and through you, whether they're there or not. So it's interesting that we can do this work long distance. And sometimes it's way more effective because our actual energy field of the practitioner is not affecting your energy field as the client. So we are able to manipulate your energies back to good a little better. And I see Kirsten has joined the chat room. Hi, Kirsten. How are you? I would love for you to call in, honey. The number's 406-545-4496, option 1. I've known Kirsten for a long time. She's a friend of my son's. So she's been at my house. She's been in my office. So it's good to hear from people that I know, too. I would love to have you all share this with all your friends, too, so that we can have new blood on here. So, anyway, Other things that we do long distance, the past life work, of course, I can do long distance. And it's very interesting that I learned it a bit differently than what it's morphed into now. I asked one of my instructors about what was happening because a lot of people kept seeing really, really bright lights when I was singing around them. And she informed me that because I was calling in all the angels and all the guides, all the avatars and archangels, that was the light that they were seeing. So I find that absolutely incredible since it happened in church while I was singing too. And it's wonderful that people get to see this. So, and know that they're surrounded with that bright light and that love. I have recently put a new blog post up and talked about three women that came to see me. And that's on the channelingvine.com/blog. And really interesting stories in there about how this stuff works and what I do with it and what you might experience if you come in and see me or if you call in. So we'd love to hear from you at 406-545-4496, option one, or join our chat room at mtradio.net/chat. So, let's see. I did a couple of those group healings, and I can do those for larger groups. I think it would be very interesting to do them for like an office or a business where they're having some problems and they can't really figure out where the problems are coming from. It's interesting when you get a group of people together how many problems there actually are. And really, a lot of them are very petty, but they explode into big problems. So what I do is kind of come in and connect everybody and get them all talking and get them understanding each other a little bit better. So I do my singing while I'm working, doing this too. Balance everybody's energies, kind of connect them at the heart a little bit more so that they can understand each other a little more. And once they start talking and realize that, you know, maybe there was a past life thing during or between a couple of them, or maybe there's something in the current life that's unresolved and they get to talk about it and resolve it or heal that past life issue, then they get to work a lot better together. So as long as they get along, things go much, much better in the workplace. And, you know, even families, there are past life issues in families a lot, and we don't even know that they're there. I had a past life issue with my mother, and she died real young, so we weren't even able to resolve that issue. But the good thing about this work is that it can go through lifetimes. Oh, Kirsten says I would call, but I'm at work, honey. I understand. Got the headphones on listening to you. So thanks, Kirsten. So since I know Kirsten and I know she'd be okay with this, I'm going to do one for her and run some energy around her. And hopefully she's not doing any work that she has to think too much. It looks like she's just cleaning. So I'm going to do this for her. So just relax, Kirsten, and keep going with your job. My true love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And she steps away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till all She stepped away from me. She moved through the fair. And fondly I watched her move here and move there. And she made her way homeward with one star awake. As the swan in the evening moves over the lake, the people were saying no to air were wed, but one has a sorrow that never was said. And she smiled as she passed me with her goods and her gear. But that was the last I saw of my dear. Last night she came to me, my true love came in. So softly she entered, her feet made no din, and she laid her hands on me, and this she did say: it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. Oh, Kirsten says, ah, you're the best. So I felt in about the third verse, Kirsten release a little bit from her heart, and I bet she teared up a little, which is always a good release. It's a good sign that you can cry about whatever's going on in your heart. So hope that helped, Kirsten. Good to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you at 406-545-4496, option 1, or join our chat room at mtradio.net/chat. So, let's see.
I have a question for you, Marcia.
Absolutely.
So, the tonal healing, is it always about healing and release, or can it be... you know, if we're struggling in something or we think we could use something, can it be used that way?
Oh, can so...
Like, let's say, you know, we needed help in finances or something, we were struggling there, mm-hmm. and is there a way that tonal healing can help?
Well, yeah, actually. And the way it helps is balancing your energy back so that you... Usually, what's stopping us is our fear. So if we can balance our fear, or balance our fear, oh my goodness, I'm on a roll tonight. So if we can balance our energy and get rid of that fear, we don't have to worry about the finances so much anymore, and we get back on track and start pulling in, our energy starts pulling in the things that we need. And so all of a sudden you get this check in the mail from who knows who, you know, maybe an insurance company or somebody that owed you money from way back. Who knows how it comes in, but it's really cool that you know, this can help you in your current life, and it can help you with any issue you've got going. Finances are an interesting thing. All of us have fear about finances, and it sits in the second chakra usually. So it affects things like, pardon me, but sexual performance. And men don't really think that that has anything to do with it usually, but it does. So, when you let go of some of that fear around money and change your energy about money and start thinking positively, knowing that it's going to just show up at whatever time it should, then all of a sudden your sex life gets better. And it's cool because you want some again. Yay! I'm always a proponent of that.
Well, that is encouraging news.
Right? And some people wouldn't make the correlation there. In fact, most people wouldn't make the correlation there. So let's see, what other ways could it help you? Of course, on your spiritual path, you know, every day I have somebody coming in wanting to know more about their spiritual path and thinking they're just hopelessly stuck in whatever rut that they're in, or stuck in a job that they're in, not being able to quit that job because of fear of finances. So what I do is help you out by balancing your energy again and getting rid of those fears. And, you know, a lot of this stuff I do without actually talking about it. So, which is part of my problem tonight. So when I do talk about it, it helps you release it, but you can also release it without even knowing really what it has to do with. So you can, say, have a pain in your knee and not know where it comes from, but you can ask me or anybody else that does energy work, and either you can want to know where it's coming from, or you can just believe that it can go away and you can release that. So it's interesting how all this stuff works. Even past life issues that you have, you don't really have to know where it's coming from. You just have to know that a life affected what you've got going on now, and that it can be healed without worrying about it, without having to relive any of that. And sometimes it's best not to relive that. You know, some of this stuff is really traumatic. I've had people that I think I scared really the living hell out of, because walking through these past lives that I did brought up the trauma so vividly that they weren't able to let it go completely. So that's how I work a little differently than other people in this field. A lot of what I do is unconscious. So we'll talk more about that when we come back from our break. So thanks very much for listening.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat burning workouts that will do the job of a 1 hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years, and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjon's in downtown Billings.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
Hello, welcome back to Channeling Divine. We are talking about how I do the particular energy work that I do and talking about bringing up past lives. I was saying that one woman that I worked on had a really hard time looking at her past lives because they were so traumatic. And a lot of the past lives that I come across are traumatic because that's the thing that I do. I'm a healer. So I don't get to see all the happy, joy parts, unfortunately. And I got a little frustrated with that one time, but that's a different story. Anyway, this particular woman had a really hard time looking at these lives. And I understood after I worked on her that maybe everybody didn't have to see that. You know, most of the time when this kind of work is done, you get a reading on that past life and you get told all kinds of details about the life and everything that leads up to the trauma and how you were killed or maimed or, you know, whatever happened to you. I know that I have already read some pretty horrendous things that have happened to people. I've seen some pretty horrendous things that have happened to myself in past lives, too. And I don't necessarily want to see all the blood, guts, and gore. And I understand that other people are so empathetic and so sensitive that they just really can't deal with that. So the way I work is I will, if you don't want to see what's in that past life, you don't have to see it. We just need to know that the trauma's there, and this is where it came from. And if you'd like to let it go, you just tell me that you want to let it go, and I can pull all that energy out of you and then have the soul pieces put back into you and grounded into your body so that it remembers that its soul is whole and all that healing can happen between all those lives that are past and all the way up into this life. Hey, we have a caller. Hooray! Hello, this is Marcia on Channeling Divine. Welcome.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Who am I talking to?
It's Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm good.
This is my friend that I worked with in one of the bars here in town, and I just absolutely adore her. And I told her if she'd call in, I would give her a healing. So, Dawn, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
Okay, good. Because I've told you all about it before, right?
Right.
So, Dawn, what would you like help with today?
What would I like help with?
Yeah, would you like help getting... I know you're trying to get a job, so would you like help finding the perfect one?
Sure.
Okay, well, let's get on that. Okay, just relax, sweetie. What's that?
I know you can get it done.
You know I can get it done? Awesome. Good to have somebody who has faith in you, right?
I have all the faith in the world in you.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Dawn. Okay,
well,
just...
you know it.
Well, thank you. Yes, I do know it. I know. I've known Dawn for, about 24 years now, so...
That's for sure.
We are pretty close. So, honey, if you will just relax, I'm going to sing for you, and you just let whatever happens happen, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Bright red is the sun, o'er the waves of Loch Sheenan. A cool, gentle breeze o'er the mountain is stealing, and fair around its islets the small ripples play. And fairer than all is the flower of Finney. Her hair is like night, and her eyes like gray morning. She trips o'er the heather as if it's touched scorning. But her heart and her lips are as mild as May Day. Young Eileen McMahon, the flower of Finney. But who down the hillside like wild deer runs fleeting, and who o'er the lakeside is hastening to greet her, who but Fergus so feral, that fiery young Kay, the darling and pride of the flower of Finney. One kiss and one clasp and one wild look of gladness, but why does it change all a sudden to sadness? He has told his sad fortune, he can no longer stay. He must leave his poor Eileen alone in Finney. Don, I'm going to stop and ask you if you're ready to release everything that's in your heart right now.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just relax, sweetie, and take a deep breath and blow it all out for me. He fought at Cremona. She hears of his story. He fought at Cassano. She's proud of his glory. Yet sadly she sings, Chulurun all the day. Oh, come home, my darling. Come home to Finney. 8 long years have passed till she's nigh broken-hearted. Her heel and her rock and her flax she has parted. She sails with the wild geese to Flanders away. And leaves her sad parents to mourn in Finney. Lord Clare on the hills of Vermillies is charging. Before him the Saxon squadrons enlarging. Behind him the cravats their sections displayed. Beside him rides Fergus and shouts for Finney. On the slopes of La Judoine, the Frenchmen are flying. Lord Clare and his squadrons, the foe still defying, outnumbered and wounded, retreat in array. And bleeding rides Fergus and thinks of Finney. In the cloisters of Ypres, a banner is swaying, and by it a poor weeping maiden is praying. That flags the sole trophy of Ramilly's fray. That none is poor Eileen, the flower of Finney. Okay, my friend. Now let me give you a little background on Dawn. Dawn's had so much trauma in this lifetime that she has made about 20 people's traumas happen. So I knew she needed a lot of work in her heart, and that's where I work the most, but I also balanced every other chakra so that she could be sure and attract the money that she needs to keep going and be sure and attract that perfect job that she wants. So, Dawn, how do you feel?
I feel relaxed.
Good. That's the way you should feel, sweetie. And more better, huh?
More better. You did real good.
Awesome. That's good to hear. So is there anything you want to know about what I saw or anything, or what I was doing? Anything you felt?
What did you see.
Well, I saw a lot of the stuff that happened between you and your mom and between you and your daughters. And I know a lot of this stuff, but there was stuff that I didn't know. I don't know if you want me to talk about any of it or not, but I also saw some abuse happen, and that part I didn't know about, I don't think. I mean, I knew about someone else's abuse to you, but not this other person I've never seen before. So that all got released, though. You did a really good job releasing, and that's one thing. I cannot pull it off of you unless you decide to release it. So I'm so glad that you did.
Well, I'm glad I did, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels better, doesn't it?
You're amazing. You are amazing, Marcia. That's why I love you so much.
Oh, thank you, honey. It's good to connect outside the bar, huh?
It certainly is.
Yes. So, I am so glad to know you, so glad that your life is going to go on in a good way, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, honey. I love you.
I love you, too. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, I don't know if you heard the emotion in Dawn's voice, but Dawn doesn't get people to do stuff like that for her very often. She has had a real tough life, and it continues to be pretty tough. And some of these choices are choices that she made. Some of these choices are just things that she got in the way of other people's karma. You know, so that happens with us sometimes, but it's always stuff that we need to let go. The amazing thing about Dawn is that she always has this wonderful attitude. She is always happy, always joking when you see her. So it's just great to be around her. So if you're listening and you want to hear more of this, call in at 406-545-4496, option 1, or join us in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. Let's see. We can do all kinds of different work for all kinds of different people. This particular work is amazing in the current life as well as past ones. And it's wonderful that we don't have to see all that trauma, you know. And I'm sometimes real hesitant to talk about all of that trauma, too. I know that I had one past life that I was working on a friend of mine and saw him stabbed. And I wanted to look into what happened. So this happens to me a lot where I see people with wounds, or actually I can see things sticking out of people in different places. I've seen knives sticking out of them. I pulled a staff out of my friend the other day, and that was very interesting. Anyway, I was working on this man and saw his right side just absolutely slashed open. And I realized that I had made the armor he was wearing, and it failed. And I couldn't believe that I hadn't made chainmail good enough that it was going to fail. So here's me, the perfectionist, wanting to know why that failed and what happened and why I let him die. So at the same time, I wanted to know good parts of these lives. You know, I wanted to know. I understand that, yes, from that point on, I made better chainmail. And I make good chainmail in this lifetime, too. Haven't made the whole body armor, but that's okay. I wanted to know more about this life because all I ever saw for a long time was all the trauma. So what I did was I was going to take an Epsom salts bath that night because that's a great way to release all of the energy from all the people that you've gathered all day long. It's just sit in a hot Epsom salts bath. So I'm sitting in the bathtub working with my pendulum, trying to figure out other parts of this life so I can figure out why I needed to see this. Other than being able to heal him, I knew I could do that, and that was the easy part, but I felt like I needed to heal myself from this lifetime too, because I was blaming myself for it. So eventually, between me and another friend of mine, His name is Todd Kintz. I'll put a little plug in for him because he does readings at my office at Soul Sync Body Work here in Billings. And you can call in to him too and have him do the readings over the phone also. Anyway, Todd does fabulous past life readings and healings for different people. And he's a wonderful tarot reader too. So he's also a Wiccan priest. Anyway, between Todd and I, we found out that during this lifetime, I was fairly young when my husband died, and I had fallen in love with my other friend, the man that I was working on in this current life, and I had hired, I couldn't actually get together with this other friend because of circumstances. You know, of how it would look in the community, actually, it was what it was. So because my husband had so recently died, it would just look bad for me to be with this other man. So what I did was, because my husband had taught me how to do all this chainmail and all this armor, make all this armor, I hired a front man. So about a 16-year-old boy to pretend like he was building all the armor for me. And meanwhile, I was in the back pounding away and making the chainmail. So what had happened was that our village got raided. And instead of waiting for me to finish the armor, Craig grabbed his armor, threw it on, and the chainmail was not done. So when he took off after these people, and that sword came up underneath his breastplate, he was slit open. So the moral of this story is that it's not necessarily our fault that these people get killed. If we can look all the way into the past life, we can see the lessons that we need to learn for real. And one of my lessons was that I shouldn't blame myself all the time for the things that other people do. Even though I made the chainmail and the armor, it wasn't my fault that he put it on before it was done. And it wasn't my fault that he just took off all willy-nilly after these people and got himself killed. But if I hadn't been able to look into all of that, I wouldn't have known any of that. So that was part of my lesson too, that I needed to learn how to look into these lives fully and really find out everything that's going on in these lives. So it's been a pretty interesting ride ever since I learned how to do this. So I've been doing healing work for about 8 years. I started out with massage therapy and neuromuscular therapy at the same time. And after my massage therapy school, I decided... a friend contacted me and she said, do you want to trade Reiki for massage? And I said, absolutely, I want to know more about that. So Reiki is a form of energy work from Japan and uses the difference, so balances the energy in your body anyway, through hands-on therapy sometimes, or it can also be done long distance. So we traded a Reiki treatment for a massage, and all I really knew about was the massage. I knew that people had told me that I was running energy while I was doing massage, and I didn't really believe them. I just thought, okay. And you're psychic too, yeah, okay. And funny how I believe in all of that stuff now. So during this Reiki treatment, this first one, she said, you have something attached to you. And I thought, oh my God, I was really, really scared and pretty freaked out because I knew that at night I had terrors and I would wake up and I would see this horribly dark thing by my bed and I would refuse to look at it, but I knew exactly what it looked like and I knew it was wearing a black trench coat and a black hat. And funny how my friend Roy wears exactly that same thing. But he's not evil. Anyway, this thing was evil, and I refused to look at it because I knew if I looked at it, that gave it more power, and I would be more scared. So I ignored it. So anyway, when she said I had this attachment, she said, I really don't know what to do with this. And I said, okay. So I thought, well, great. I get to walk around with this for a while. But we got all that. She called in an archangel, actually. We got all that resolved. And I got to go on through this healing work and to do all these wonderful things for people. And, you know, I am rewarded every single day because people thank me from the bottom of their hearts every single day about the healing work that I do. And that is absolutely the best thing I could ever imagine. So my job rocks. So if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can look me up on channelingdivine.com and read all about my healing stories on the blog there. And you can also get a hold of me at soulseekbodywork.com. You can find me on Facebook at Marcia Culver Reichert. That's C-O-L-V-E-R-R-E-I-C-H. Oh, maybe I should spell all three. M-A-R-C-I-A, because that's different too. Culver Reichert, R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T. And you can, there is now a Facebook page for Channeling Divine. Be sure and go and like that, and you can like our Soul Sync page too, so you can find out what's going on here in Billings, Montana at Soul Sync Bodywork. Almost all of us who work at Soul Sync Bodywork can do this long distance, so we have readers there, we have people who do all different kinds of energy balancing and vibrational healing. We do have massage therapists too. That can't be done long distance. That would be a little hard. So get in touch with us one way or another, either through Facebook or through our phone numbers. The phone number for Soul Sync Bodywork is 406-252-4832. And my personal phone number is probably still listed on the website, but if it's not, 406-281-0135. And I take callers like that all the time. So give me a call. Let me know what I can do for you. And we will be sure and do everything that we can to help you heal and help you get on your spiritual path. Thanks for listening tonight, and have a great night.